Welcome to hour number three of the Internet Advisor, but more importantly, welcome to your hour. This is the hour that we open up our phone line so you can ask any question you have about computers, whether it's a PC or it's a Mac. We have experts in here that can help you. Our number is 800-859-0957, wherever you may be driving or sitting. And we are ready for you. Here's the number again, 800-859-0957. Thank you very much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor. We're beginning to line up calls for your questions for this hour because, as I said, this is your hour. Even though we've had this three-hour special and some really neat things, we talked in the first hour about finding a job and about the Red Dwarf in Detroit, historic figure here. And the second hour, we talked about Apple and the FBI and then a company called the Mac Professionals. This hour, you are the main guest, and the number to call is 800-859-0957. In studio, we got Mr. Gary Baker, Mr. Ed Rudell, and Mr. Shane Hamlin. Shane, good to have you here.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Good. Matter of fact, you spend your week answering these kind of questions, don't you?
All day, every day, all week, all weekend. It's an ongoing thing, but
that's
what I do.
But that's what Shane said. He says, I do what I love.
That's right.
You know? Isn't that true?
So he's doing his Pwned Radio.
Pwned Radio.
He has his own. Did I mess it up?
No, you got it right. Pwned Radio. But then the shop over at 19 and Shaner, Comtech right. Services. And then, you know, WJR. I mean, got to keep busy, right?
Yeah.
My wife loves me very much. What I want to
emphasize for you folks out there, just quickly before we get to Mike Brennan, is the people who are here in studio to answer your questions have been doing it for a long time. Ed has been working with executives at a local corporation where, boy, for a long time you've been answering questions about Windows and networks and all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember when wireless was, you know, just, you know, it was, you know, strange magic.
It's still strange. Not quite magic, however.
We had an interesting person that sent us a question on the comments, and he's basically asking whether or not this wireless technology that Infinity or Comcast is doing broadcasting is possibly interfering with his home Wi-Fi because none of his wireless devices can connect anymore. I was going to ask Shane about that.
Well, we can do that maybe a little later on. Yeah. We'll ask about that question. But what Ed's talking about is that during the week, if you need to talk with us or have a question, you can go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net. At the top of the page, you'll see the Contact Us button. You can click that and use that form, or you can go to the bottom of the page and the comment section on the webpage and ask your question there.
We get a ton. Lately, we've been getting a lot.
Yeah, we have, and it's kind of neat to be able to answer. But today, the neat thing is you can call and ask that question right here. However, right now, we have somebody online with us who has a great news service that he provides called MI Tech News, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, welcome to the show.
I'll bet you guys have 100 years of IT experience on that show. It's really impressive.
At least that much. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and every Friday he presents an email letter, a newsletter which has stories about technology and entrepreneurship in Michigan and around the country as well. And we kind of provide a little sampling of those things here on our program. So let me talk about, I saw a headline about wind energy going on.
Yeah, the American Wind Energy Association just came out with a report and it said actually of all the different sources of electricity that's being generated, the capacity, you know, that sort of thing, that wind is the number one, that there's more wind going up than, say, coal or natural gas or any other source.
Really?
That's pretty impressive.
There's a lot of wind here.
100 years worth of fact there.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Mike, because my granddaughters go to Central Michigan, and as you drive north, you pass those huge wind farms that are up there now.
Yeah, and then the Thumb area, too. It's really, I mean, that's the one thing we always have a lot of in Michigan is wind. I mean, solar,
we don't have that much sun.
No, that's it. I mean, we live in Michigan, right? So no sun.
Yeah.
But the wind, no problem.
All right. By the way, this is coming up, matter of fact, this week, isn't it? Comcast is going to be opening up an Xfinity retail store in downtown?
Yeah, it opens up on February 22nd, which I believe was Monday, right?
Yep.
And I know March 1st, I've been invited to some big open house thing that they're doing. So, yeah, they're kicking it off. It's at 3907 Woodward Avenue at the corner of Selden Street. Mm-hmm. It's a big store, about 1,800 square feet.
Wow.
I have been to the Comcast facility in Plymouth, and they have, you know, like you see on TV where people are lounging about on those TV commercials, looking at sports on TV and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is going to be all about. They're going to really show you how this stuff works.
Wow. Okay, that's going to be their Comcast store opening up, retail store opening up Midtown. And then finally, I saw something there about Google is shopping around for office space in Southeast Michigan for their autonomous vehicle research.
Yes, from our friends at Cranes Detroit. I wish I would have broke this story, but they did. So they're looking for 30,000 square feet of R&D space, essentially, for the autonomous vehicles. You know, Google's getting into this in a big way. The other thing that I heard is they've been shopping around Ann Arbor because M-City is in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, Gary, that's M-City on the north side, isn't it? North side
of
Ann Arbor?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, M-City is the...
Yeah, part of the North Campus complex for the
U of M. Huge. How many acres?
You know, I don't know.
It's 35.
Is that what it is?
Yep. Yeah. It's huge, and it's kind of this big center for testing out these autonomous vehicles. And, of course, it makes sense for Google to be one of the main people who are
there. They're putting them on the roads. You know, they're
And Google's already in Ann Arbor. They have their AdWords team here, which is pretty extensive. And they're moving into new facilities because downtown just doesn't accommodate them anymore. It's just growing by leaps and bounds.
And Ann Arbor is just bursting at the seams with all sorts of special tech companies. Well, Mike, how can people get hold of your MI Tech News?
Well, it's really simple. You just go to mitechnews.com. And also your homepage, Internet Advisor, you have a link there.
Right.
If you want to get the, you can just go to the website if you want to just look around, see what all I have. Or if you want to sign up for the newsletters, we have two a week, one on Wednesday, which promotes all the podcasts and radio promotions and whatnot that we do with all of our partners, including the Internet Advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, I put out a newsletter that typically has 20 or so stories, so you can get a fast read.
And you can find all of that, by the way, by going to mitechnews.com. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor, and it's time for you. That's right, this hour is yours. 800-859-0957 is the number. We're going to be talking with Gloria in Ohio, and just a moment, Harry from Port Huron, and you, as you call in at 800-859-0957.
And I was able to answer my own question that I brought up at the beginning of the hour, which is, does the wireless streaming of HDMI to the, you know, those TVs, you know, I don't know if you've seen the commercials where you could put a TV in any room, doesn't require the cable.
Oh.
Well, one of our listeners was asking, is that possibly interfering with my home Wi-Fi? And the answer is no, it does not. It uses entirely different frequency range.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's a consumer-based
range. No wires
range.
Involved?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't
know that. Yeah, so uses an entirely different frequency range, 60 gigahertz as opposed to the 5.4
This gigahertz. May fit in with Harry's question then. Harry from Port Huron, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Hello, Harry.
Hello there.
Hi, how you
My
doing?
Sorry, guys. I was away from the phone when you came on because I thought there was a call ahead of me. So,
oh, no. We got you.
All right. Guys, I'm in a real spot here, and I'm trying to find out. I live in a high rise here, 10-story, which is nice for radio when you're up way up high up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a great internet connection, but I've got a blind man about 7 floors above me who, they have a horrible internet connection. It doesn't even work. It crashes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they cancel this service. And I was wondering, it'd be nice if there was a way that if you could hook up a Wi-Fi network in apartment buildings. I mean, they do it in hotels, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that even possible?
Who wants to handle it? You, Shane, do you want to feel that?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors.
There with it.
No,
I mean, everything's possible with funding and money. Yeah, sure. I mean, you can run, you know, Cat 6 through the building and hook up access points throughout the different levels and the floors.
Right, and then the engineers would make sure that none of them interfere with each other or possibly broadcast in each other's areas. There's always a little overlap. Yeah. It's possible, but it's not feasible when you have apartments. Because everyone pays their own rent,
Yeah.
And has to pay for their own bills. I mean, that'd be nice as a service. This apartment is entirely, you know, we're going to provide you your water, your gas, and your Wi-Fi. Well, wouldn't that be nice?
For instance, if it was under an association.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That would be something right. that you would do.
Well, I live in a co-op.
Yeah.
And they do provide cable.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, provided through, there's one access in the roof, and I think, I don't know if they bring it in by a dish, but everybody can get a basic cable.
Oh, so basic cable.
Just basic cable.
But they have to pay for their own wireless or internet access.
Well, then, I believe...
Yeah, I mean, yes, Comcast and whoever had the contract.
Yes, then we call Comcast or AT&T. And now, I can tell you this, when I go on to my Wi-Fi on my computer, and I'm in an apartment building, I'm in the middle, I'm in the sixth floor, Harry, I see all sorts of Wi-Fi signals around me. And if you're an Xfinity customer, and there happens to be an open Xfinity around you, you can jump on it because of the thing that Xfinity has. Remember that, Ed? We talked with him about that? That when you get an Xfinity wireless router, you actually are providing a source for Wi-Fi for other people around you.
So the question is, you're saying that the person up on the ninth floor is unable to get a stable internet cable access?
Yeah, it's really bad. I have AT&T, and I do well on the second. I'm down here real close to the ground, you know, second floor. So I do real well. But up there, they've just had nothing but problems.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with your height from the ground because you're getting the signal you're getting, Harry, I'm going to guess, because of the feed that you get.
Well, are you talking this is cable or is this DSL or what?
A DSL.
Yeah,
it's DSL.
That's why. So they're using the wires in the apartment.
Right.
Correct.
And it's probably pre-Cat 1.
It's old copper stuff.
It's all the old copper stuff, and they've never upgraded it.
Mm-hmm.
But but your folks upstairs could take advantage of that same thing with a DSL feed.
No, well that's what we're saying. You can't.
I mean, wouldn't they be able to take it? I mean, isn't that available for them in there?
No, because they're using the old wired copper that's going to the second floor. It's fine. But every floor you go, you're losing signal because they have copper that's being jumpered and jumpered and jumpered. And it's going through the old electrical closets.
Because remember, AT&T is still on the phone lines.
Correct.
Oh,
and you know,
that's it.
They don't have to support those old POTS lines after the end of this year, after December 31st, 2016.
So let me ask you real quick.
Now, they probably will, but they don't have to anymore because it's too expensive. It's not as good as all the other ways you can get telephone service to your dwelling.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only player in the game there, or do you have any other options?
There's Comcast, and they... he had some problems with that too. Up on their floor, it was really bad. It would slow down. It was great, and then it would slow down. And
coaxial has a limit as well for length.
Yep, and
it's just a really sad thing for somebody who relies on it. And I just wanted to see.
How about guys? the Comcast solution where they give you a Wi-Fi, a wireless transmitter, essentially. Yeah. That not only gives you your own Wi-Fi. We had to ask somebody from Comcast. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, he said that during certain parts of the day, especially in an apartment complex, the cable would slow down tremendously because everyone is sharing that same internet.
Like a garden hose, everybody's in the same
regardless
garden
hose. Regardless of how far away it is from...
Right.
You know, because remember, like our homes are individually tapped into the pole, each one of us.
Right.
So we've got our own trunk where they've got that one trunk that's going through the whole building.
But and then they also have, it splits every time somebody wants to share it, right? It's a shared environment.
Right.
No amplifiers.
All right, fellas. I just thought I'd give you a call and see if you had any insights for
them. Well, the only other thing you could do is you can get like a mobile hotspot and you can get for like $40 a month.
Have you tried that from AT&T or Verizon?
The problem with mobile hotspots is there's a data limit, you know, because it's a limited data.
Right.
It's not unlimited.
Pretty much. That's true.
Is it really anymore?
Well, I thought that they had... T-Mobile goes unlimited if you can.
Yeah.
And you can it's decently cheap. I mean, you can get quite a bit.
If you're both on the same side of the building, I used to throw a copper wire out. You could throw it from the seventh floor to the second floor really easy. It might blow in the wind a little bit, but I'm sure you can hook them up to your router.
Drop some Cat 6 down.
Yeah, drop some Cat 6 down the outside of the building. Use some bubble gum and stick it to the bricks.
Shop around, Harry. I suggest they shop around for one of those little, what are they called, the little Wi-Fi... come on, guys.
Amplifiers?
The amplifier, but the thing... That you used to have, Carrie.
The hotspot.
The hotspot.
Shop around for a hotspot. T-Mobile might have that for them, okay?
It's a shame this apartment owners...
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Hi, Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a shame that it's going up.
But it's always been that way with with even cable getting in the building. You have a difficult time.
Yeah, with some of these older apartment buildings, it is a bigger problem.
Yeah, all right. There's also satellite. You know, you can
hello, Ann. The dish. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hello, Ann. Welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You just cleaned my ears out. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I have a compact computer, mm-hmm. notebook. Mm-hmm. It's about 5 years old, and about a couple months ago, I purchased a brand new cell phone, Samsung, mm-hmm. and that one went kaput, and I bought another one, a ZTE, and within 18 hours, somebody hacked all three. How is that possible to have all three things gone within 18 hours?
They hacked all?
Yes, the cell phones and the computer. Totally took it over, ransomed it big time.
Wait. Okay, how did you know that it was ransomed?
The cell phone I knew because they took my cell phone number and put another number on there, which was not mine. It belonged to them. But when I called that number, it was a spoof. Yeah. I couldn't get through to it.
Oh. So when you say they locked it and you said ransom.
Yeah, I could not make phone calls. I could not do texting. I couldn't do anything.
They
had complete control over the cell phone, and they wiped out my computer, just took it over. All it's good for now is a screensaver.
So now, did they ask you to pay them something?
No, I don't know who these people were. I mean, this has happened since 2013. My technician told me that I'm a target. I should report it to the authorities because every time I get that computer cleaned or wiped out of the viruses or whatever's going on, as soon as I plug it into the modem, it's gone again.
So there's a couple things that could be going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the music playing. That means we're going to break for a commercial. Why don't you hold on, and we will talk to you when we come back from a commercial break.
Yeah, we'll talk to you offline as well and see if we can sort through some of this as well. Our number again, 800-859-0957. 800-859-0957. Gerald, Gloria, and Cindy, you're next. A reminder for you folks, by the way, that our program, the whole podcast, all 3 hours, will be available for you on Sunday night. If you go to internetadvisor.net, you can find it there. All right? Okay, Shane. Ann was on the line with us just before we went to break.
Correct.
She's got a problem where it seems like all of her phones are being taken over by a hacker. The computer is taken over. It doesn't matter what she does. Her world has been hacked.
Well, a lot of times we have an explanation that's kind of large, so we'll get her off the air. This way we can just tell her what to do. So if Ann is listening, my theory is somewhere in the you did get hacked.
Yep.
Whether it be an ex-husband, a husband, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, an ex, whatever it is.
Somebody,
somewhere,
could be a telemarketer.
Someone got your information. And I think someone has a hold of your IP address and your MAC address of your actual router.
The MAC address is the actual
identification of your router.
Yeah, this is a multi-layered problem that not sure where it started from.
Correct.
But there's a number of things that you can do, and Gary was talking to her on the phone, and that is, you know, get another PC or go to the library, log into all your accounts, and go through your IDs and passwords and change them. And then, but you went even deeper, Shane, and that is call your ISP and get replacement equipment.
Correct. Get a new router with a new MAC address.
Whether it's Comcast or Charter or whoever.
And I tell this to everybody. Just because you have a Comcast modem sitting at home, change the default login for the admin. You know, because I guarantee you, if you've got Comcast, 9 out of 10 times I could drive down the road and put in, you know, the username and password that I know is the default and get right into your stuff and see all your phone. So your phone, MAC addresses, all your devices connect, your Xbox, everything.
Now, is that still the case with the new
Xfinity. Xfinity
the
one.
The new ones. Because I thought the passwords were unique and that you flip them over and everyone has their own unique passwords.
Well, they do, but there's also one unique password for all the technicians.
Oh,
wow.
And that's easily get it on the internet.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow. So the moral of the story is get a new modem in.
And change your admin.
Change stuff. The admin password. That's one of the
because
key
things. Because that's what Ray triggered a bell with. She was telling all her devices, her laptops, her desktops, her phones. Well, at home, they're all connected to her Wi-Fi.
Right.
So that's the only common thread there.
Yeah. So
you know, to speaking to that, you got to be careful with Bluetooth also on your phones. I know somebody that just because they wanted to see if that was possible, would drive down the expressway, pull next to some car. They've got Bluetooth on. They're maybe listening to their headphones, you know, through their headphones. Also, they connect to their phones because nobody changes the password for the Bluetooth, which defaults to 0000, and nobody changes it. So people can hack right in to your Bluetooth knowing that password.
Again, the moral of the story is a new password.
Change your password. When you get, don't leave it to default password.
I was on a long road trip once and needed some satellite radio and took my speaker and connected it right to someone's
Bluetooth. And followed them the whole way.
Followed them the whole way for at least 2-3 hours. Had satellite radio.
Oh, my Lord.
So, I mean.
Yeah. You can do it. Please,
be done, folks.
Change your default passwords when you get these devices.
Let's go to Gerald in Belleville. Gerald, welcome to the Internet Advisor. What can we do for you?
Hi. Ever since I changed over to Windows 10, when I get into my email and I'll start typing, it'll be typing for a while, and then it'll go somewhere else and do different things. And if I don't escape from it, it wipes it all out.
So your mouse kind of goes off on a little wandering on its own?
No, the mouse don't go. It'll open up another window or something all by itself. It just, I don't know what to do with it, and I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So you upgraded to Windows 10,
yeah,
and you're typing in an email, and as you're typing, you're looking at the keyboard, but then something else opens in the background, and then you find out that you're no longer typing in your email. Did I interpret that properly? So what's happened, we call this losing focus. So the focus is the application that's opened at the time, which in this instance it's an email. So are you using a web-based email or, you know, through the browser, or are you using Microsoft's clunky and kludgy email application that they provided within Windows 10?
Email.
Yahoo Mail.
Yeah. Oh, so it's Yahoo. So it is web-based. Is it web-based?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Shane, do you have any other ideas of what may be causing that? Yeah.
And it doesn't happen if I'm doing a Word document or something like that.
Is it possible that you're getting pop-up ads? See, and when you get a pop-up ad in the middle of doing an email, you lose focus.
Yeah.
So what happens is...
The windows
change. I'm not seeing anything popping up, and I got my pop-up blocker on.
Okay. I'm curious, what browser are you using?
I'm using... Google
Chrome. Chrome.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Have you tried using another browser, and does that happen there?
Yes, it does. I'm using also... what is it?
Internet Explorer?
Or Edge?
No, not Internet Explorer.
Edge.
Firefox.
Oh, Firefox.
Why don't you try? You said this happened probably right after 10?
Yeah, after I upgraded to 10.
Okay.
It's want me to, when you have to, your latest version.
Drivers? Update your drivers?
No. Where it wants you to back up.
Oh, yeah.
There's not enough space now, and I never had that problem before.
Well, it's
like Windows 7 and 10, maybe, are there.
Well, it's trying to back up to... your recovery partition, and that's just, don't worry about any of that stuff. But what I would say is try to take either a wireless or a wired keyboard and mouse and hook it up and try that and see if it does it when you're using an external mouse and keyboard other than on your laptop.
Yeah.
And see if that helps. If that helps, and it's telling me maybe when you did the upgrade to 10, it loaded a generic touchpad driver or something, and the sensitivity was off.
Yep. So you have to realize that, and that's exactly where I was going to go next, is that the touchpad, many times I had people talking about how they lose focus on their applications because their palm of their thumb is resting on the touchpad. So wherever the mouse cursor was left, it's clicking to something in the background.
They're so sophisticated, the heat sensors even.
Yes.
Just touchpad. I'm using a Logitech M305 wireless mouse.
Okay, but what keyboard are you using? What keyboard are you using? Using a laptop keyboard?
Using a laptop, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
there's a touchpad on there.
There's
the
a touchpad on there.
Yeah, I'm not using it, though.
But
have you turned it completely off?
Have you
off?
Put duct tape on top of it? No.
Oh, no.
So what we're saying is that it's still active, and your palm...
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yep.
So try putting an external keyboard on there, and go into your email, type, and see if it works. And if it does, and it's kind of telling me that maybe Windows 10, when it did the upgrade, loaded a bad driver, a generic Windows driver, to your touchpad.
Uh-huh.
And then all you'll have to do is go to your manufacturer's website, grab the proper Windows 10 touchpad, and just re-update it.
Yep.
Oh.
And the other thing is that for users that experience this, you can go into Control Panel, and usually you'll find the ability to disable the touchpad.
Okay.
Just completely. Just turn that sucker off.
Yeah, so what we want you to do, Gerald, is to experiment with these kind of things and see what the results are, and then get back to us. Use our contact form on the homepage at internetadvisor.net, or at the end of the webpage at the bottom, you'll see a comment section. You can do it there. Let us know what's been happening, and we can follow up with you on that as well, okay? Thank you very much. Let's go to Dennis in Livonia. Let's see if we can help you. Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I've got a letter in the mail from my internet provider saying I had an outdated modem, so I dutifully went and exchanged it for a newer one. Mm-hmm. This is about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me in the letter, or I asked them when I picked it up about 6 weeks ago, I said, can I get something that will not allow people that are near me with their smartphones to more or less piggyback internet access off of my modem?
Because
my thing is that you know that they're doing more and more of that lately.
Mm-hmm.
I did for security purposes. I don't want that to happen with mine. So they said sure. Then they gave me one, and that's the one I walked out of the store with. And I got home, and I guess everything was working fine. But then I noticed I could not make the internet provider's homepage news videos work. It would simply show a page saying it was loading, and it would be loading from now until eternity. It would never show. It would never play videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted them back, and I said, told them about this, and they said, which one do you have? I looked up my modem. They said, you have an outdated modem.
Thank you very much.
About 6 weeks ago, I just swapped it out for what's supposed to be a newer, better one. It didn't work.
It's actually not a newer, better one. The new ones, and it doesn't, it bifurcates the traffic to keep the Xfinity open system away from your closed system. So they gave you an old one because the new ones all allow Xfinity sharing.
Yeah, but you could turn that off. You could just opt out of that.
You could turn it off, but that they probably gave you the old one that didn't do this.
Yeah.
All right, Dennis, hang on a second. We're taking a break right now. When we come back, we'll see if we can give you a little bit more information on that, all right? And it'll be your turn next, folks. Well, what a wild ride we've had today. A three-hour program. Thank you very much, Mark Parsons and the programming department here, for allowing us to have this extra special longer session of the Internet Advisor. By the way, all 3 hours will be available on a podcast on our website, internetadvisor.net, on Sunday night. Thanks, Rich Lozinski, our engineer, for helping us, and Logan Standifer for being our producer. That's the lovely voice that you run into my granddaughter, for full disclosure. Now, Dennis, when he called in before, I talked with him a little bit offline, but he was concerned. His basic concern was, if I get this new modem, which Comcast says will not only hook me up to my Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. but will provide this Wi-Fi that's just kind of hanging out there for everybody in the world to tap into, am I still secure with that?
Yeah, sure you are. I mean, it's two separate lines, right? What did Gary say? Bifurcate?
Bifurcate.
Bifurcate. I almost had to leave the show after he said that, by the way.
The word of the week is
bifurcate.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
But expand your vocabulary.
I just told Ed, I said, so what's propinquity?
Right?
Yeah. And you know what proximity is, right?
Yes.
It's being close to something else.
Something pink?
Propinquity is liking being close to something else.
I said I could only handle one new word a day.
So yeah, you know, with the newer modem comes newer, stronger response.
You're thinking of propinquity. They're close to each other, I know. Mm. Okay.
I think it's a Spider-Man reference.
Thanks. See, we do think alike. Yeah. No, it's going to be secured, and it's going to be the newer technology. But I would if you feel free, go ahead and change your password from the defaults. If that makes you feel better, just write them down.
That's the good news here, folks, is that you can make yourself extra secure changing the password.
Because I'll be honest with you, I mean, you know, people that can get into your network at home can wreak some havoc on your computers. I mean, they can browse and do things on the internet that would be like it was on your computer.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it is a very serious issue to do that thing, Hank. And you can change take that security measure very simply yourself. Let's go to Gloria in Ohio.
Hi,
Gloria.
How are you?
Very good. How can we help you?
Okay, I'm having a problem with Facebook, okay?
Yep.
I'll be quite frank with you. I'm not too taken with all this technology.
Gotcha.
But I discovered that a niece of mine had sent me Facebook. And so it said comments, and I wrote back, you know, some comments. Mm-hmm. But now, how or what do I need to do to make sure that the only person that receives that comment back?
We lost you there for a second. I'm going to think that what you asked was, how can I make sure that this person is the only person who sees that comment? Is that the question?
That's correct. I was responding to her.
Well, with Facebook, you can determine who sees the messages you're sending by is a little thing in the right hand corner near the bottom of the page there that of the section you're making your comment in that shows that you can make the comment public, everybody sees it, or you can make it a private message. There are ways of determining the different ones. Am I wrong on that, Shane?
Well, no. When you're replying back to something that she has posted on her or to you, and you're replying back, she has control of who sees her comments.
The person who sent it.
Correct.
Okay,
I'm sorry. When you send her something like that, anyone can see that if they're a friend or of hers.
Okay, because she's determined that already. Okay.
Yeah. Right. If you want to send them a private message, do not reply into the comments section. You can go into Facebook and send them an instant message.
Just a message.
An instant message.
Or you just send it to them in email.
Yeah.
Yeah, or send them an email.
Because the Facebook is a social interaction. Yeah, not to be confused, you know.
Thank you for correcting.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now you were correct. Now, if you were to go to her main, if you were to go to your main Facebook page, at the very top is where you can enter in your comments that you want to talk about. You can select right there who sees those. But when you're commenting on a post that already exists or someone else's post, you don't have control of that.
Then you're stuck with what they've decided.
So don't say nothing nasty.
So.
Be nice.
So, Gloria, the safest thing to do would be to send an email to that person and respond by
email.
Or message.
Yeah. Facebook has created this thing they call message, and you can find that on Facebook that it's the middle. If you go to the very top on the right-hand side, you see there's one that says friend requests, and then there's one that says messages, and there's one that says notifications. The middle one, messages, you click on that. And you can send a message directly to that person.
And she'll be the only one to see it.
And she'll be the only one that sees it, okay?
Okay, so click on message.
Yep, message.
Okay, now my next question, I have two questions. Avast, that is on my computer. I have the Chrome. I'm using Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some messages that said your security has only 5 days left. So, in other words, they want me to buy a package, you know. But I'll tell you what, I am very leery of using a credit card number on the internet. And that's why I don't know what to do. Is there another way to get...
I think Ed has some thoughts for you.
Well, I mean, why are you using what version of Windows are you using right now?
7.
So, why don't you just use Microsoft's standard Windows Defender? Antivirus. You can download it from you can uninstall Avast or then download Microsoft's free antivirus software.
It's called Microsoft Security Essentials.
Microsoft Security Essentials.
Essential.
Shane, what's the site to go to for that?
Actually, if you go to Bing, just go to bing.com, which is a Microsoft search engine. Just type in MSE. And
M
for Microsoft, S for security, E for essentials.
Okay.
And just go to bing.com, B-I-N-G.com, Okay. And when you're in Bing.com, all you're going to do is write in that little search bar, just type in MSE.
Microsoft okay. Security Essentials. It's free, and it is the very best one that you can possibly
the
get.
The very first result, you'll see it there.
Yep.
Okay, so I have to go in where first to the...
go into your browser.
Yep.
Browser, okay.
And then type in Bing, B-I-N-G.com.
Now, I'm taking you to Bing because of it's Microsoft's search engine, mm-hmm. and they're not going to dilly-dally with spyware or ads or anything when it comes to their security software. They're going to take you right to that software.
Yep.
Okay.
So okay, it's very simple, and I think you'll enjoy the experience. You won't have to pay anybody anything.
Yeah, because...
Great.
And you can uninstall Avast after that and be done with the reminders about anything else. Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it. I enjoyed your show.
Thank you.
We're glad to be able to help, and this is precisely the kind of help that we want to be able to offer you. Let's see if we can get one last caller in. Cindy from Westland. How can we help you, dear?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Cindy. What's up?
Take you off speaker here. I upgraded my daughter's laptop to Windows 10 about a month ago.
Okay.
Ever since then, she cannot hook into the internet here at home or up at college, which makes things very difficult.
Yeah.
Wow. And I can't figure out why. When I've got her home right now, it shows our wireless network, mm-hmm. but it says no internet secured. And when I try, I can disconnect and then connect to it, it's not hooking in. Yep, my laptop's on. My husband's laptop's on.
Have you tried running just a wire right to it, like hardwire it and see if it works?
No, because I don't have anything. Oh. I don't think that I can hardwire it.
Well, it's just a network cable from your modem. Right from your modem,
oh, okay.
and run it right to the side of the laptop and see if that works. If that works,
okay.
then you know that there's probably something wrong with your wireless settings. Usually what I do is I'll go into the device manager where you list all your devices. Just uninstall your wireless device property and then try to reinstall it. But, hang on after the show, we'll get
yeah,
to
you. Yeah, I'll put you on hold, Cindy, so we can answer a little further. Shane, thanks so much for being in here.
You're welcome.
Don't forget, Shane, Comtech Services in Sterling Heights. Yeah. Ed, thanks so much for being here.
Always Gary, great.
And my pleasure, as always.
Great weekend. And for the rest of you folks, great three-hour show. And don't forget, go to internetadvisor.net on Sunday night, and we'll have all 3 hours there for you with all the other links. Thanks so much for being with us today.